And good morning. Welcome to the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. Wrapping up, everyone's just kind of waking up in the glory of Festival Acadien Creole. A great festival this year. Hope you got to make it to some or all of it. And if you didn't, got to hear some of it right here on KRVS. I tell you what, the future of the Cajun culture has never been in better hands. Saw some outstanding performances, and to me, finally, groups like Lost Bayou Ramblers, Fofolé, Cedric Watson, they're no longer the up-and-comers of the new generation. They are the new standard. I tell you what, it was just a great festival, and I hope that all of you enjoyed it and heard some of it right here on KRVS if you weren't there. We've got a great hour of music up ahead. We're going to be talking to Kevin Sakani and Andrew DePlantis, both of those guys. Most of you know have been busy in many groups around and other places. We're going to be listening to them, and both of them are part of the Mercy Brothers, who did a great set at Festival Acadien and Creole yesterday. We're going to begin with John Hyatt, who will be hitting Lafayette tomorrow with a performance at the Acadiana Center for the Arts from Mystic Pinball, his brand new album. This is Bite Marks. Mercy Brothers, Mercy, Devil's Food Tastes Like Cake. That's from their new Holy Ghost Power album. And John Hiatt started the program with Bite Marks from Mystic Pinball, his new one. It's 9 minutes past the hour here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. And time to look at the weather. Sunny today, a nice one on the outside, a high of about, 82 degrees. Winds from the north at 10 miles per hour. Clear skies this evening with a low of 57. And on Tuesday, another nice day. High reaching only about 80 degrees. Currently, it is 77 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Shake Your Tail Feather, a project of the Tesh Project, will be taking place in Parc des Ponts in Breaux Bridge this Saturday from noon until 6 p.m. It's the fundraiser for the Bayou Tesh Paddle Trail. There will be lots going on throughout the day, including free performances by David Egan and 20 Years of Trouble, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars, and Bonsoir Cotin. There will also be raffles of a kayak, food and beverages, kid activities. For more information, the website is teshproject.com. With me in the studio, I have some good friends, and one guy hasn't been in the KRVS studios in a long time. In fact, probably the first time in our new facility. We've got Andrew DePlantis and our good friend Kevin Sakani of Mercy Brothers. And, of course, both of them solo artists in their own right. And Andrew is even a member of Sunvolt. Are you still doing Sunvolt, or is that still going on, Andrew?
Took a few years off, but there's going to be a new album next March, and we're going to get started again.
Man, yeah, I was wondering, because I haven't got a new record from those guys in a while, so I guess
it's been a few years. It's been a few years.
But always good. And, of course, got to see all of you yesterday for the fine set for the Mercy Brothers over at the tent for I guess, a sort of gospel breakfast at Festivals of Cognac Creole. A great, great job. And I'm telling you what, you guys just had it going, man. That was a great idea to put that on a Sunday morning.
That was fun. That was a really, really good time. It was wonderful under the tent.
And before I go much further, congratulations, guys. It looks like Mercy Brothers have the potential of getting on the ballot for the Grammy Awards.
Some great, really cool news.
So anyway, things are just rising. You guys are really starting to put things together, and from what I understand, plan on really moving this Mercy Brothers further and further, aren't you?
Yes, things that we were very fortunate and very, very excited and proud and all those things. We've been getting busy, and some wonderful things have been coming our way, and we're incredibly thankful for that.
Now, Kevin, you're originally from I don't know why everybody says, where are you from? But you're from this area, but you've lived in, you were part of the Austin scene for quite some time.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Lafayette, and at some point Andrew and I moved up to Austin. I spent 20 years there. He's still there. We're South Louisiana boys. Lafayette boys, both of us.
I'm from Broussard.
Broussard. Lafayette Parish boy.
This whole 50-mile area radius is to me just all the same place.
Right.
Because I'm from here, from the this whole scene, this whole region. So Andrew, what else have you been doing? Have you become like a part-time Mercy Brother? Are you there all the time? Just whenever you're in the area?
Whenever I can make it in, definitely. And something special like Festival of Cotillion or downtown. Town Live, I definitely make it a point to get to Lafayette for it.
Now, you guys will be performing this evening. You got a gig this evening at Cité des Arts, I understand.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Well, Kevin and I are both going to play some of our stuff. I'm going to start off on piano and work my way up to guitar. And Jason Leonard, who's here in the studio with us, is going to join me. And then we're going to play a bunch of Kevin's songs. I'm going to switch to bass. And do a bunch of, in fact, a few songs that he and I wrote together 20 years ago in the Radio Thieves.
Oh, the Radio Thieves.
Yeah.
You guys have been playing for 20 years now?
Yeah, longer than that.
Obviously. Since 1989.
Since 89, yeah. We kind of came up together, learned how to sing and write songs together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we got you guys in the studio. You all have instruments strapped on, and what are we going to hear first?
We're going to do a song that Andrew and I wrote, which is on the Sumner Street album. It's a song called Jimmy. All right, here we go. Jimmy got me thinking about the one that got away. That got me thinking about my one last great escape. I'm tripping, 43rd breakdown, up against the wall, got a mail order shakedown. Gotta find something new to talk about. Gotta stick to this name that's for giving out now. Jimmy got me talking to that representative. That got me shaking cause I'm so damn sensitive. My mouth is running, sickness in my head. I'm tired, can't even play dead. Gotta find something new to talk about. Gotta stick to this name that's been given out. Gotta find something new to talk about. Gotta stick to this name that's been given out now. My knees get weak and my eyes are refusing to see. Out of nerve, out of sympathy. My memory's expensive. He's got me hostage with a Krypton laser. Gotta find something new to talk about. Gotta stick to this name that's been given out. Gotta find something new to talk about. Gotta stick to this name that's been given out now. My knees get weak and my eyes are refusing to see.
Great song. We've got Andrew Duplantis and Kevin Sakani along with Jason Leonard in the studios, and they'll be performing this evening at Cité des Arts beginning at about, I think, 7:30 p.m. Cité des Arts, of course, is downtown, and they'll be, I don't know if we've gotten straight which theater it'll be in, but just walk in and they'll direct you to the right place, I'm sure. So great song, Kevin, man. Where do these tunes come from? How often do you crank out a song, or does it come in waves?
It comes in waves. I mean, there's times where, you know, typically what's been happening lately is Tan will come at once. And it's crazy because it's like surfing. You know, I just jump on the wave and just write it down to the last one's written. And I used to get nervous, like I felt like I needed to keep adding songs to the either the set list or the repertoire or whatever. And they tended to be not as good as if I just let it happen. So yeah, it, you never know. Devil's Food came actually on a trip to Tennessee up in North Alabama. We saw a sign. My wife says, look at this sign. The Devil's Food tastes like cake, and the song wrote itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you see something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can't, you just got to follow that thing right there.
But anyway, well, look, man, I know this, I'm really, really hoping great things to the Mercy Brothers, because that is just a great, fun band. I mean, I've never had so much fun while you're praising, man. It's just, you know, there's nothing quite like it. So, Andrew, you got a tune that you're going to
Yeah,
for
we're going to play a song called Ghost Stories. It's a relatively new song for me. And these guys Learned it last night.
Now,
right.
Ghost stories.
Ghost
stories. What inspired this, or will we hear all about it in the song?
I can't say specifically what the song's about. My friend Will calls the song Friday Night. That's its parenthetical title. although it doesn't mention Friday Night in it, I think it feels like a Friday night to him.
I like that.
Halloweens are always scarier when they're on Fridays for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I guess I've seen some scary stuff lately, so. So here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, Jason. Jason's playing banjo on that tune. And Jason, tell us a little bit. Where did you find this banjo? First off, it looks like it's black, you know, for the most part.
That's correct.
It's got a plexiglass front. It appears to be like a plexiglass. What is that made of?
That works. Plexiglass. It's like a fake drum head, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. That's a better explanation. But it sounds fine. I mean, it's really got a crisp sound. Really great instrument there, man.
It's a 6-string, so I don't have to learn how to play anything different. And it's acoustic electric, so I can just plug it into an amp and go for it.
Wow, it's sounding really, really good. Tell you what, you guys have another song or two. We might. This is going good. Let's do
we'll
one
try
more.
And just do and try to do the end.
Yeah, see All right. Yeah, okay, we'll try that. And the end has a set ending, which we don't have set.
Yeah.
So it'll be a
surprise.
It'll be a fun end. You do the first verse.
Yeah, I'll do the first. This song that I wrote is called "I'm Never Going Back to Lafayette."
wait, this sounds personal here.
But at the end, which even though I wrote it and Kevin sings it all the time, neither of us really know because there's a lot of lines, a lot of words.
Lots of them.
But the end sums it up for you. It makes sense of the whole song.
Yeah.
But here, so
again, this is.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is never going back to Lafayette, right?
Never going back.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Here, I'm going to.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got the first one. All right.
Oh, is Jason ready? Looks like he was bending down to fix this up that I didn't want him to. The gate to open without him being in the.
He needs a different slide.
He's got four different.
Oh, that's the glass slide.
I got to use the metal one, not the glass one.
Oh, that's copper. All right. All right, here we go. Well, I'm never going back to Lafayette, not as long as she's around. Though it's where I come from, I don't belong in that town. I lost her love, that's my fault. Could settle down, so I'm never going back. Lafayette again. She came down from Shreveport. I had already headed out. 20 years later, me and Fred passed through. We brought the blue moon out. Well, she had my heart and I had hers too, but it slipped onto the ground. And I'm never going back to Lafayette again.
But I'll go to Youngsville, Broussard, get all Scott, New Iberia, sip a more point, Crowley, Erat, Dussorain, Port St. Martinville, Devil, Connecticut, Texas, Hunt, every island, Mama, Abbeville, Bro Bridge. Said I'm never going back to Lafayette again. Oh, no, 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 I'm never going back to Lafayette again. Oh, Opelousas, yeah, never going back to Lafayette again.
All right, yeah, that's a good song, man. Good song. Never going back to Lafayette again. We've got
Bill Platt. Will go back.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Andrew Duplantis, Kevin Sacconi, and Jason Leonard in the studio. And again, they'll be performing this evening at CTATSR at 7:30. And of course, Mercy Brothers this Friday over at Bach Lunch, 12 noon in Parc Sans Souci. I know I'll be there for that. So. Hope to see all of you out there as well.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming by, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Best of luck on all the future projects you guys are involved in.
Appreciate it. Thanks
a lot. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan on Public Radio. All right, let's get to some more things going on around in the area. The TECHE Project, the T-E-C-H-E Project, is a nonprofit group that are raising awareness of the environmental, cultural, historical, and recreational values of Bayou TECHE. Shake Your Tail Feather will be a special event happening at noon this Saturday, October 20th. The event is free, but the TECHE Project is raising funds for the Bayou TECHE Paddle Trail projects by selling pins and all sorts of other things. They'll have music going on, concert performances, as mentioned earlier, by David Egan and 20 Years of Trouble, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars, and Bonsoir Catan. You can find out more by giving Patty Holland a call. Her number is 337-277-4645. The McNeese State University Wind Ensemble will present a free fall concert this Thursday, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater. And again, that will be this Thursday, October 18th, 7:30 p.m. The Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade will take place Sunday, October 21st. We'll kick off with a public showing of antique putt-putt boats and engines at Vermilionville. This will begin at 10 a.m. Just a small admission. And, of course, children under six get in for free. For more information, you can visit bayouvermilion.org or you can call the Bayou Fest at 337-233-4077. KRVS will begin its fall fundraiser beginning this Friday. That's right, it's our big fall fundraiser beginning Friday. We ask for your support in helping us keep operations running. That's the fall fundraiser beginning this Friday and going for 10 days right here on 88.7 or on the web at krvs.org. Got music by the Stones coming up. Let's go back to Beggar's Banquet and try to figure out that jigsaw puzzle.
There's a tramp sitting on my doorstep, trying to waste his time with his methylated sandwich. He's a walking clothesline. The bishop's daughter on the other side, and she looks a trifle jealous. She's been an outcast all her life. Me, I'm waiting so patiently, lying on the floor. I'm just trying to do my jigsaw puzzle.
You can sing me a slow song. I want to hear you all night long. You can write me a love song. You can love me all you want. You can cause me so much trouble. Try and leave me on double. I'll follow behind. And she said,
start a fire in my heart.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Start a fire in my heart.
That's what I'm trying to do, baby. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. I gonna give you 7 children. Now you say you want more. Oh, how'd you get on without me? When I was shipped off.
New from Little Hurricane. Little Hurricane are CC and Tone, who have taken a cue from the White Stripes, like so many have, the male-female guitarist-drummer duo thing. The new album is entitled Homewrecker, and the track we listened to was Shortbread. Before that, classic Rolling Stones, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary as an entity, and have released last week a brand new tune. I need to get my hands on it. They even mention a line that the first part of the song. They talk about landing in a Louisiana bayou. So anyway, the Stones still doing it. We heard Jigsaw Puzzle, taken from the classic release Beggar's Banquet. A playlist for this and other locally produced KRVS shows can be found on our website anytime. Simply head to krvs.org. Stay tuned, because coming up at 12 noon today, it's Valerie Green with Harpistry. Today, Valerie will be featuring harp music from all around the world. Swedish harp music today, as well as Mexican, South American, and probably other spots. That's from 12 until 1, Harpistry, with Valerie Green right here on KRVS. And immediately following, Andre Broussard with an edition of the Soul Sounds of the Flip Side, all here on 88.7. We're going to listen to another number from the latest album by Dylan LeBlanc. Dylan LeBlanc played at Louisiana Crossroads a couple of years ago. He was right here in the KRVS studios. His new album is just really, really fine. It's called Cast the Same Old Shadow. Once again, it's on Rough Trade Records. And from it, this is a number entitled Chesapeake Lane.
Don't rain on me. to do in stormy weather. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun. Long Well, it was back in Blind River in 1962 when I last saw you live. But we missed that ship on the long decline.
Long may you run. Long may you run. You now with those waves singing Caroline,
oh, Caroline, no.
Rolling down that empty ocean road, get into the surf on time.
Long may you run, long may you run. Although these chains with your chrome heart.
Flying High with the Birds and 8 Miles High here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Before that, Neil Young's classic, Long May You Run, and Dylan LeBlanc with his new album, Cast the Same Old Shadow, and a track called Chesapeake Lane. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live here on KRVS Studios. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day.